11-year-old Layla Anderson has an incredibly rare immunodeficiency disease. Because of the disease, called HLH, she's had bone marrow transplants and chemotherapy. That has meant some pretty significant hospital stays.
Anderson is also, to put it mildly, a fan of her hometown hockey team, the St. Louis Blues. And during the team's visits to the hospital, Layla got to know many of the players on her favorite team.
Her beloved Blues were vying for the Stanley Cup versus the Boston Bruins in Beantown last night. The day before the game, her mother, Heather, posed a question to Layla, captured on video.
If you could watch the game anywhere in the world tomorrow, anywhere in the world, where would you watch your boys play Game 7?
Boston.
Which seemed highly improbable because Layla Anderson has not been able to travel.
What if I told you the Blues called and they want you at the game?
What? How?
Doctor said it's okay.
No, he didn't. Mommy, no, he didn't.
So Layla found herself at the Garden, watching as...
For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions!
The Blues beat the Bruins 4-1 to win the title. After the game, Layla was down on the ice talking to National Hockey League TV alongside her favorite players.
I never gave up on these boys. They have done so much for me that they don't know. I couldn't thank them enough for helping me get through my fight.
You may know that traditionally Stanley Cup winners drink champagne from the trophy. Layla said she hopes to enjoy nachos served from the cup. Team members promised her she will get that snack.
Layla Anderson is an inspiration to everybody in St. Louis, and at this point, maybe everybody in the hockey world.
St. Louis Post-Dispatch sports columnist Benjamin Hockman has gotten to know the girl and met up with her in Boston right before Game 7.
So I'm chatting with her, and I say, maybe I'll see you on the ice after the game. And she looks at me and says, you will.
A determined and confident Blues fan indeed.